talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here. It is a Getaway Friday, April the 9th, 2021, 18 and a half minutes past the hour, and we're going to resume our Family Feud game here with a new category. All right, here we go. If I can find the new category. All right, we have got 8 answers in this category. What kind of how-to book would interest you the most? Now, there's an interesting subject. What kind of how-to book would interest you the most? 740-383-9944. There are 8 answers on the big board today. What kind of how-to book would interest you the most? What kind of how-to book would interest you the most? 8 answers here today. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
A car.
Let's see here. No cars on the list. Cars do not make the list today. Looking for how-to books. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a type of how-to book that would interest you the most. Go ahead, caller.
Home improvement.
Home improvement. Let's see here. Home improvement is number 6 on the list. Thank you. Home improvement comes in at number 6 on the list. All right. What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What type of how-to book would interest you? Now remember, we have got home improvement at number 6. What are the other types of how-to books that would interest you? 740-383-9944. How to what? The category reads, what kind of how-to book would interest you? What type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. Home improvement is at number 6. There are 8 answers on the board. Does anybody know what they might be? 740-383-9944. 21 and a half minutes past the hour here. What type of how-to book would interest you? How to what? Well, we might have thrown people here for our final hour this afternoon. Don't forget, I'll be live with Angie Evers tonight from 8:10 until 10 p.m. We haven't been on in a couple weeks, so it'll be nice to be back on the air tonight. Does anybody know what type of how-to book would interest you? 740-383-9944. Well, maybe everybody went to lunch. Let's see here. Do we have any announcements to make? The Pleasant High School Alumni Association, with the pandemic, pandemic remaining to be a problem, are told they cannot meet in a group of 10 or more people at a time. Usually, Pleasant High School alumni banquets are held in late June. To strive for a safer gathering, it has been decided that the 2021 Pleasant High School alumni banquet will be held in early to mid-August. There's some information for you. Go ahead, caller.
How about gardening?
Gardening. Let's see. Garden is number 5 on the list. You got it. Garden clocks in at number 5 on the list. The category today is, what kind of how-to book would interest you? Now, we've got 8 answers. Now, we've got number 5, which is a garden. And we've got number 6, which is home improvement. What other answers might we have? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. So with the Pleasant High School reunion, ideally it will be held on the school grounds with local caterers and Pleasant talent. Details will be released as soon as they are obtained. If you have a corrected address or listing of classmates who have passed away, message Marsha Mack, 565 Meadow Lane, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's the way it goes. We've got the free safety safari, April the 10th, I guess that's tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities, 2387 Harding Highway East here in Marion, all are welcome. Come out and support the local MCBDD and interact with the different members of the community that help keep us safe. There will be police officers, firefighters, and other safety personnel along with their vehicles that they drive. This is a community event to help break down the barrier between the public and law enforcement with an emphasis on the DD community. All COVID-19 safety protocol will be adhered to. Again, that's the Free Safety Safari, April the 10th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., at the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Looks like tomorrow there'll be a morning bird watch at the Tall Grass Trail at 8 a.m. starting at the DeCliff parking lot. Morning bird watching tomorrow, April the 10th, Marion Tall Grass Trail starting at the DeCliff parking lot. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we will get you on the air. We'd love to hear from you. Now remember, our Family Feud category at this point, kind of a stumper, I guess. What kind of how-to book would interest you? What kind of how-to book would interest you? We've got gardening at number 5 and home improvement at number 6. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What kind of how-to book would interest you? This is the Family Feud category, which apparently is stumping people quite a bit. Does anybody know the answer? Apparently not. Must be a nice day outside. People enjoying themselves. Now, did people enjoy the conversation earlier in regard to downtown Marion? I thought we had a really good conversation this morning on the morning show in regard to downtown Marion. Now, again, nobody's being critical. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about a mechanical look?
Mechanic? Yeah, no mechanical book. All right, the category is, what kind of how-to book would interest you the most? What kind of how-to book would interest you the most? We've got gardening at 5 and home improvement at number 6. 740-383-9944. Now, the conversation we had earlier this morning about downtown Marion. Now, again, it's not to be critical. And I think sometimes anytime you say something that's not a huge compliment about an area, people take it as critical. But that was not meant to be critical. And it's not meant to be critical. It's just an observation that in downtown Marion, we have too many one-way streets. And for whatever reason, this has been a long-term problem. And at this point, I'm not sure it is fixable. There has to be a reason that nobody on city council brings this up. There has to be a reason that it's never been tried. I don't know what it is. But one-way streets are very limiting. If I went to a community where we had as many one-way streets as we do here in Marion, I think it would drive me nuts. Because I know when I'm in another community, if I get sidetracked or lost, I like to be able to get back to where I'm going fairly quickly. And in a community of so many one-way streets, that's very, very difficult. And also, in downtown Marion, we just don't have a lot of go-to spots. We don't have a lot of destinations where people want to go every day. You know, restaurants, for most people, are not everyday ventures. They may go out once a week. Some people go and eat out once a month. But it's not every single day. And that is possibly one of the problems with downtown Marion. I always thought if downtown Marion had a drugstore that it would see a lot more action because people need to get their prescriptions filled. You know, there are a lot of people in the 65,000 people in Marion County who get prescriptions filled. And if there was a place in downtown Marion that people wanted to go to get their prescriptions filled and could do it maybe with a drive-through, I think people would go down there. Does anybody notice, are there any drive-thrus in downtown Marion? Any drive-thru restaurants, any drive-thru pharmacies, any really even drive-thru banks at this point? I mean, Faye Bank, which I guess is still considered downtown, they're on Main Street. They have a drive-thru. Now, other than that, are there any drive-thrus in downtown Marion? It's just a matter of convenience, I think. Does anybody have anything to say about this? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would love to hear your opinion on this. But I think continuing to not pay attention to the problem is not going to be the way to fix it. And maybe it isn't fixable. You know, there are things that are just not fixable for particular reasons. Like the mall, at this point, I don't know if that's fixable because so many businesses have left. I don't know that you could ever entice a business to want to open up in the mall at this point. Because I think they're going to say, well, there's not enough traffic in here for me to get any business. So they might have to go, the mall might have to go to businesses that aren't dependent on foot traffic. Maybe if they went that route, things would get better. Anybody out there with an opinion? I'd love to hear an opinion on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, for dinner tonight, I am going... Well, here we go. Maybe this is an opinion. Or maybe it's a guess. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, for a long time, I've never said anything about my thoughts on the kind of stores that would bring people downtown. But to me personally, the type of stores that I would take the time to go downtown for are like your thrift / antique stores or your Dollar Tree type stores that people flock to normally.
You know, it's interesting. I've taken a lot of trips to just other cities in Ohio in the last 4 or 5 months. And almost inevitably, every, from Sandusky to Columbus to Delaware to Toledo, wherever I'm at, Cleveland, I always stop at the Goodwill. I always try to find it. And I always try to find... if they have a record shop, something very niche-like, antique-wise.
Right.
And you know, in Marion, our Goodwill and our Salvation Army do very well. But look where they are. They're out on the east side of town. But I think they would do well no matter where they were. And I think that's the problem with downtown Marion's thinking, is that, you know, they believe that if we have something unique down here that nobody else has, that people will come. What they need is something very common that everybody wants to come to.
There you go, yeah. And I guess for me, personally, you know, when I used to think about the Dollar Tree type stores or your antique, you know, those sort of stores, I thought, oh, I suppose a lot of people would think, oh, no, that's a negative thing, but it isn't, because that's what people are doing. And you're right, you know, you go to these other cities to go to these kind of stores, and you will seek them out.
You do, and you know what? I can honestly say I've never been in a Goodwill... Or and Columbus has tons of these thrift stores. I have not been to one of them that was not somewhat busy. No matter what time of day, there's always people in there.
Half off day, especially.
Especially. Well, and I don't, you know, like I, you know, and I'm not even sure the name of it, but I've been hearing all the raves about this new barbecue place in downtown Marion, and you know what? I'm sure it's very good. I don't doubt that at all. But with the parking and the space situation and all of that, it just makes it very difficult. If you want something quick, it's just easier to run through McDonald's. And I'll tell you an interesting find, because I really like salads. Carnivelli's up on North Main, they have some of the best salads I've seen. And I would have not known that had I not been over at the North Main McDonald's getting a pop, I think is what I was over there for. And I saw, oh, Carnivelli's is still open. You know, it's a pizza place. I like salads. Most pizza places have salads. I wonder what theirs are like. And to be honest with you, now there have been nights where I have driven over there just to get a salad, and that's far away from where I live.
Right, yeah. Well, and another thing, you know how it is, Scott, when you go out of town, other cities, where they play up their what they have. You know, I've been to especially tourist sort of cities, and they'll say, here is a list of all the different places of interest. And so then you will look at it and you will consider it, because I think in terms of how, when I get together with friends, how we do, you know, like, okay, I'll mark down addresses, we'll go here, we'll go there, and maybe we'll eat in that little spot over there. But you're going to have those sort of things that people gravitate toward. And thrifting, it is just off the charts right now. It's getting so competitive at thrift stores that you go in and things, which is good for the thrift store. You're paying more for things in thrift stores now because it is so competitive and people just flock to them.
You know, I have noticed that, and I've been shocked in a way, because what I've noticed now is if I'm in a town and there's an antique store, I almost don't want to go into it because they have marked the prices up so high that it just seems to be easier to go into a Goodwill.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. You know, but I used to be such a garage sale person, and I kind of got away from that, you know, and I thought to myself, well, it seems like it's easier to just go to Goodwill and pay a little bit more, but you can still get such great things at garage sales. But there again, it was very competitive.
Well,
But still, it's awesome. Well,
I'll tell you a big one. One of the main things when I go into a Goodwill or anywhere where I gravitate is to the records. I like certain types of records, and I'll always go through their records. Now, at Goodwill, there's no doubt about it. The sign is right there, and sometimes it's 50 cents, sometimes it's a dollar, sometimes it's $2. But you know when you start going through the records, what they're all the records are this much. Now, you go into an antique shop,
right?
And, oh, dear Lord, you know, they've got these things, $5, $10, you know, it's...
That's because you got a lot of vendors.
Right, and you look at them and you say, well, I know why this is still here. Because you're trying to get what you believe that people are paying for online. Well, that's not why people go into those places.
Resale.
You know, and it's so unfortunate because I think those antique shops would be doing so much better if they just knocked it down a little bit.
Well, you know, they're only going to do as good as people out there buying things. I think what blows my mind, I follow on YouTube several different people that are resellers. And Scott, it's just unbelievable what these people will find and put out there for sale and the money they'll make on them when you look at what they are, because they are selling to people all over the world.
Well, that's, you know, there's a key for that. And that is the thing I think that a certain group has, you know, I think it's kind of like back in the 40s and 50s, when people did not want to evolve. You know, the television was a fad, and radio was a fad, and people would not get out of, you know, it's the daily newspaper, it's so on and so forth. Well, you know, the internet is not a fad, and the internet has allowed people to sell their items at a very cheap cost all over. And you know, that if you're an antique shop and you want to sell something at a high price, or you're making a t-shirt and you're trying to go into the t-shirt business, you know, that's where you have to do it. You cannot do that in a storefront because everybody in the town is either going to think you're too high priced, or once everybody's got one, they're done. I don't know.
But there must be something somewhere between... Are you taking notes? There must be somewhere, between an antique type store and a Goodwill where things can be still reasonable. It's probably going to be called an empty store because people flock in there and make off. But still, you know, I think we have one of those kind of stores here in town out there by, out there on the East End, there's a store. There's a lady that has a store, and she will take your things on consignment to help you kind of clear out when you get older and you have some other things and you need to downscale. Out there by, it's across the road from Rite Aid on Mount Vernon Avenue. There's a lady that's doing that sort of thing. But that's another neat thing, consignment, because if something's only worth what somebody's going to pay for it.
You know, consignment, there was a time before the Goodwills in the, I'm going to say in the 90s, I remember there were some clothing, basically more clothing than anything, consignment shops in downtown Marion. And I think they did fairly well, to be honest. I don't remember them going out of business because of financial issues. I think...
You're right, Scott. I do remember that.
Yeah, there used to be a few of those stores downtown.
Uh-huh.
And for all I know, or what I used to see, people used to go in them.
Right. You're right, because I recall that now, and I did go in them, and then it just... the one I went into, I think it just dissolved or disappeared or whatever. But like I said, you kind of got to go with the flow, and that is what's happening. And Marion certainly is a town that likes to do that sort of thing. And if you get the right kind of advertisement, because I know I get together with friends, well, let's go over to Mansfield, we'll hit all the thrift stores, all the...
Yes,
you know.
Yes, and then go to Fazoli's and eat lunch, right?
Yeah, Fazoli, get those breadsticks.
Get those breadsticks. You cannot go wrong there. But you know, that's an interesting thing, you know. And I've told people ever since I found Fazoli's in Sandusky and Ontario and Columbus, what a fan I am. But you know what? There is no equivalent to that in Marion. None.
No, there isn't. It would be a neat place to have in Marion, but. Because I know when we first found it many, many years ago, I thought, this is the neatest place.
You know, yeah. Really, it's free refills on your drink, it's mm-hmm. free breadsticks, and the food for Italian food is good and reasonably priced.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we don't have that.
Right.
You know, I am one of these people who hate to say that Marion is different, because I think we fall into saying that too often. Mm-hmm. But I do know that we have some very strange patterns here. I used to say that the person who's in charge of pencils won't talk to the person who's in charge of erasers.
Well, and you get an atmosphere like that, you know, it's hard to change that up, you know, unless the different generations want to try.
Well, this is one situation, and you know, the names of this, it's been so many years ago, are kind of unimportant, but I remember one time, now... And I was not running this event. I was just an announcer. They wanted me to come over and broadcast it. And it was on a Saturday night. And I think it was at a Veterans Hall or something like that, if I remember right. But anyway, it had been promoted in the newspaper. It had been promoted for a month. And it was going to be on Saturday. And so it's the day before. It's Friday. And on Friday... I don't know if somebody turned the person having the event in. I don't know what happened. But basically, they did not have the proper permit. Now, the permit cost $30. $30. Now, the place where you would go and get the permit said, if you don't get this permit, we're gonna shut you down. And I'm thinking... Well, I don't know if the person can get up there before noon or 1 o'clock or whatever it was. So, they called the radio station, is how I knew this was going on, because they knew I was going to be announcing the event. So, I don't know if the person ever ended up getting down there or not, but I remember I was talking to the person who was issuing this $30 permit, and I said, what does this permit do? Well, it's just a formality. And I said, okay. I said, I understand that. I said, but if they're not able to get there, you know, this has been advertised. Can they come in and pay it Monday? You know, can something be done? No, it has to be paid today. And I said, okay. I said, well, when I call them, because this event is probably going to go on, what's going to happen? Are the police going to show up tomorrow and shut it down? You know, what can be expected? Well, no, we're not. We don't have the time to do that. And I'm thinking... Then why are we having this conversation? You know, it was just, I thought, There are no consequences here to paying this on Monday. Why? What is the purpose?
Is that red tape?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, okay, I guess then we're going to do it without a permit because there's no content, and there weren't. To be honest, I don't remember if it was paid or not, but I know the event went on and nobody shut anything down. But that's the technicalities. And I don't know, and I don't blame it on the people, because, you know, maybe they're being told. Who knows? But, you know, I see so much of that in this town, and it's unfortunate, because it, you know, you think you'd want to help people. You know, do your event. How can I make your event successful? You know, you think that would be the mindset, but it's not.
Yeah, and I think things have been like that for a long, long time, for many years. You know, I was told a long time ago that the powers that be, and that was at that time, didn't want Marion to grow.
Well, you know, I just wonder, when I look at a place like downtown Marion, you know, I mean, heaven forbid anybody ever come up with something unique down there. You know, do you remember when they tried to change the name, and I don't know if this is to the cultural corridor?
Vaguely, I have that. Yeah, I remember that.
You know, what was that supposed to do?
It was supposed to draw a certain people downtown because of the cultural part of it, you know, whether the palace or all that sort of stuff. But you can't forget the common man. You can't forget those people that enjoy doing other things that maybe aren't long hair enough to.
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, and there's a nail getting hit right on the head there, because if you go and look at the census results for Marion, you know what people's median income is, and you know what families' median income is. And you have these wine tastings, $50 a head to get in?
Right.
I mean, who are you trying? You have an event at the palace for $30 to get in the door? Now, how's a family of four going to afford that?
Well, you know, but by the same token, you know, people want to have the... Oh, Lord, can you hear that motorcycle? People want to have those sort of things, too. But you've got to provide other activities as well, because as long as it's too highbrow or all that sort of thing, then there's certain people that you're missing. And I know there's a fine line between too many undesirables in a situation, you know, where you bring people in from all over that are going to cause problems instead of just enjoying your activities.
Well, you know, there are organizations in town that have seen this happen, and the Women's Club was one of them. And I really don't know the situation at the Women's Club right now, but I do know that if you go back to the 50s and 60s, this is a happening group. This is fill the room, fill the auditorium, every meeting, guest speakers who were paid to speak, group. And by the time the early 2000s had come, this group was filled. I think every woman in the group was probably over 80. Yeah. And there might have been 10 of them. Mm-hmm. And when they would have a cookie sale, maybe 20, 30 people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just got a little too highbrow for the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they, but I think there has been work done on that. So I don't want to say that there hasn't, because I think they have tried to change now with the times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. But you know, I'm looking here, I just got a message online from somebody who says they look for the blue light specials, the estate sales. Those are good things too.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun, Scott. You know, you figured that out, and sounds like you and Angie have a ball when you go out doing things like that. It's fun. Maybe it isn't for everybody, but it certainly is popular.
You know, and I think that's why when we go do stuff, it is fun, because it's of a similar interest. You know, when we go into a place like that, she'll go to one area and look at the things that she wants to look at, and I'll go, but it's all in the same building.
Right.
And but boy, sometimes you get around people, and not that they're bad people, but they have no interest in anything like that. And it becomes, you feel rushed. You feel uncomfortable because they're uncomfortable.
Right.
And that's no fun.
To each his own, right?
Right. And I think you've got to learn that about somebody before you start hanging around with them.
Right.
You know, I see so many, well, you know, the pastor was just on here talking about relationships and parenting and all that, and I think a lot of that really has to do with the fact that people aren't really looking for somebody with similar interests. They're looking for somebody so they're not alone.
Yeah, there you go.
And
that's the first thing you're looking for, because it obviously shows when you don't have the same interest. I mean, and we can't always all have, and it's kind of neat, you know, to share an interest, but it is an important thing, you know, to when the people you hang around with, if you have different interests, and then it doesn't take long for you're pulling back from certain friends or relationships and
That's true, and you know, that has been my feeling. I need to be able at some point to be able to laugh with somebody. And, you know, sometimes that comes through sarcasm. Sometimes that comes through picking on something how somebody's pronouncing a word or something like that. You know, but that's funny to me. And if they can get the joke and I can get the joke and we can laugh and then move on from that, that's great. But if somebody bursts into tears, you know, I you got to get out of that.
Right.
Run the opposite way.
You got to know people. A lot of times people can warm up quickly with each other. And other times you think, oh, this person just don't get me.
You know what's funny? I don't know if I ever told this on the air, but and I won't say the name and people can just draw their own conclusions. But it becomes to how unaware you become of a situation. And I was doing a show with somebody for a while. And I never thought anything of it. I thought, well, that's, you know, it's going okay. I never thought it was going great. But I thought, it's going okay. You know, it's okay. And then somebody else came into the situation, and I started doing it with another person. And somebody who had never commented on the show before came up to me one day, and they said, oh, is this person the new, cohort on that show? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, thank goodness, because the last person just giggled and it was not pleasant to listen to. But I became unaware of it because I guess I was around them too much.
Well, that could happen.
But now if I went back and listened to it now, I would probably think, gee whiz, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I would notice it too, but you, in the moment, you don't notice it, I guess, because you're in it.
Yeah.
So do you have any big weekend plans this weekend?
Go out to Panera and use the Wi-Fi.
Still no internet.
Oh, no internet. And because I canceled it last night because I thought it came back, they rescheduled me for Monday, and I said, what?
Oh, my gosh. Now they're not going to be out there till Monday?
Monday, yeah.
How in the world will you survive the weekend?
Going to Panera. It's hard.
You know, isn't
it? And drink all that coffee.
Isn't it interesting how, though, dependent we have become on the internet?
Well, I have all my things on there. I read the paper online. I check my bank account online. I have my YouTube people, you know. And yes, that's your fun. That's your hobby.
But do you remember the days, you know, and I do, when any utility that went down in your house, you could still find something else to do, even your electricity. If your electricity went out, you could still turn on a radio with batteries.
I guess what really hit me hard is when I asked I walked through and asked, oh, what's her name? What's her name? Well, yeah, asked for something. Oh, Alexa.
Oh, Alexa, yes.
I said, Alexa. And the light turned red, and I just felt like throwing her across the room.
Well, were you listening the other day when Glenn Coble talked about throwing somebody down the stairs?
No.
Oh, man. Did you hear that conversation the other day about the gun control between him and Terry Klein?
No, but I heard them. It must have got kind of hot.
Holy mackerel. You know, there were people messaging me online saying, boy, it must be tense in there. And Sarah, our bus driver friend, called in that day and said, man, I got to break the tension up in that room. It was tense. I, it's been a long time since I've been in a room where things got that tense.
Now, Scott, can you tell me what day that is, and is it on the archives yet?
Well, that would have been, it would have been Wednesday, and I believe it was the second hour of the show that Glenn and I do. And it was, I think it's in the archives, but I will tell you that it just started off very, what should I say? It started off very innocent, I felt. But 15 minutes into it, and really through the end of the hour, it was very tense. And you know what? I think they would, I don't know if Terry would say it was tense, but I know Glenn would. Glenn, you know, when Terry left, he said, you know, that got a little tense. And I said, yeah, it did. And I was just here, and I kept trying to change the subject, and it just did not work, so I just sat here and went along with it.
Well, I missed that for some reason. I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I was outdoors, but...
Well, if you're home tonight, you'll have to listen to Angie and I.
You know, I like to. I always do.
Yep,
so I kind of missed you.
Yeah, well, you know, she and I were talking the other night that we have not done that. We didn't do it last week. We didn't do it the week before. So it's been about 2 weeks since we've done it. So it'll be fun to be back here tonight doing that.
Well, and hear more about the trip and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, we're going to get into the deeper dive of the whole Phil Donahue thing and Hershey and, mm-hmm. and Philadelphia and all kinds of in between. So we got 2 hours tonight to do it.
Sounds good.
Well, have fun at Panera and be back here tonight.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and that's right, Angie Evers and I tonight, 8 to 10. Don't miss that here on WWGH Radio. But for this afternoon, this is Scott Spears on this Getaway Friday, heading for the dugout.
Ridiculous. As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess
there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean, because we want people's approval so badly, and we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that.